You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Michael Rubenstein, the owner of the law offices of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury practice serving clients throughout Los Angeles and Orange County, California. Mr. Rubenstein, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Looks like it's going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, I think so as well. Certainly have been looking forward to it as well. So, Michael, I understand you've got an interesting background. You're both a rabbi and a lawyer. Tell us a little bit about your unique background and how you're using that background as an entrepreneur and a business owner.
Well, Eric, I went to rabbinical school because I was fascinated with Jewish law. Jewish law covers all the topics I handle as a personal injury lawyer. You'd be surprised to know that the rabbis were discussing the law of torts thousands of years ago. And so after graduating rabbinical school, I decided the best way to complement my rabbinical background would be to get a law degree and an understanding in the foundation of the American tort system. And so the rabbi gives me the sensitivity, knowledge, and compassion. The lawyer gives me the zealous advocacy. Blended together, my unique background helps me achieve great results for my clients.
And that is certainly interesting. Now, your practice is devoted to personal injury matters. Can you elaborate more on the types of cases you handle for your clients?
Sure. Well, personal injury, or PI as it's known, is a broad category of law. Essentially, what it is that I do is help people who got hurt through the negligence, carelessness, or inattentiveness of others. It covers all types of vehicle accidents, bicycle accidents. Recently, I received a call about a teenager who was hit by a car while crossing the crosswalk on his bike here in Los Angeles. Also covers people who trip and fall on the sidewalk or at the store. Just this morning, I received an inquiry from a new client who was jogging in a new neighborhood and tripped on the sidewalk, breaking her elbow. She needed surgery on her elbow. It was bad. PI also covers people bit by the dog, by their neighbor's dog, by any dog for that matter. And no matter the case, big or small, I can handle them all.
I would certainly say that you are covering the bases without a question. So why did you decide to become a personal injury lawyer in the first place? And why did you decide to focus your practice in this area of the law and not some other area?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Eric, lawyers in general get a bad rap. We're the butt of all sorts of jokes. PI lawyers in particular have a negative stereotype. People call us ambulance chasers, people say we're greedy, we make stuff up. And I admit, I used to buy into those stereotypes until one afternoon a couple years ago, I was taking my five-year-old daughter on a walk. She was on her scooter, and a guy walking his dog without a leash in the neighborhood just sat there and watched as his dog chased my daughter down the street, caught up to her, and viciously attacked her. At that moment, you know, when the dust settled, I had a little bit of an epiphany. I realized, just a regular guy taking my daughter for a walk, this sort of thing is happening on a daily basis in everybody's community. People are getting hurt every single day because their neighbors aren't being careful, because the driver in the car next to them is texting while driving or, you know, rear-ending people. Moms are taking their kids home from school, getting hit by people who are texting while driving. Grandparents taking their kids for ice cream and getting rear-ended. You know, one of my first cases was a pedestrian who was hit while crossing at a crosswalk, and the driver was paying more attention to her phone than traffic conditions. Another recent case of mine involved a client who was rear-ended at 60 miles an hour while stopped in traffic. Eric, this sort of thing is happening every day to people who are in your extended web of friends and colleagues. It's not right. I'm proud to be the one holding these people accountable. Another thing I've noticed is that sooner or later when someone's injured, the odds are that he or she will have to deal with an insurance company. And anyone who's ever dealt with an insurance company knows they will take your money in the form of premiums, but when it's time for them to pay out, they don't want to do so. We've all seen the cute commercials on TV, the cute insurance company advertisements. What they don't tell you on those commercials is that your claim will be treated with contempt, disrespect, or it will be outright denied. That's where I come in. I'm proud to be the one holding these insurance companies accountable. I sort of look at it as like I'm the David in the fight against the Goliath insurance companies.
And we can be very happy that you are out there and are serving the community in that way. Today we are joined by Michael Rubenstein, the owner of the Law Office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury practice serving clients throughout Los Angeles and Orange Counties, California, here on Enterprise Radio, working also in conjunction with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Rubenstein, let's focus a little more on the entrepreneur side of your practice. What kind of things are you doing currently, marketing or otherwise, to spread your message and reach out to the potential new clients that you would potentially be serving? And is it something that other business owners who are non-lawyers can incorporate into their businesses as well?
Sure. I'm a strong believer in content marketing. I maintain a daily blog on my website. My blog is called Tort Talk, and in it I provide content several times a week. The content is focused on personal injury matters that are relevant to my clients. For example, we all know someone who rides with Uber or Lyft or some of these ride-sharing companies, get a lot of questions about what are the legal issues from a liability standpoint with these ride-sharing companies. So I've addressed those issues on my blog. I've also recently done a blog post on self-driving cars. We're reading more and more about those. Different technology companies are developing it. It's important technology, but what sort of issues do they pose in the marketplace from a liability, from a legal standpoint? You know, as a personal injury lawyer, I have unique knowledge that not everyone has. I believe it's my responsibility to share this knowledge with my audience, and by doing so, it demonstrates my passion and expertise. Another thing I do is I go to some of the local schools, elementary, middle, high school, and I give a bicycle safety presentation with handouts and demonstrations. I believe that content marketing, marketing yourself, and educating the community is something every business owner can do. You don't have to be a personal injury lawyer. Any type of business you're in, you can establish yourself as the go-to person for that particular service. For example, if you're an accountant, you can provide tips on Twitter or YouTube on how to budget your money and possibly get a tax refund. If you have a plumbing or heating and air conditioning business, you can have an email newsletter on tips for your customers to keep their utility bills down in the summertime. No matter what business you're in, you can share your expertise with your audience. Remind them that while you're the expert at that particular field, you're also there to help serve them and to add value to their lives when they might need your services. And I can attest to the fact that you definitely get new clients, you definitely get new customers when you're distributing helpful content to your audience.
And I couldn't agree more, and hats off to you in that regard. So tell us, what has been the most rewarding experience you have had as the personal injury rabbi lawyer?
Well, in every single one of my cases, clients are coming to me when they're hurt. Each one of them got hurt because, as I mentioned before, someone else wasn't paying attention or didn't fix that crack in their sidewalk or driveway, and someone tripped on it and got a broken bone as a result. So it's rewarding for me to advocate for my clients, show them, you know, there's someone who cares about their pain, will fight for them. And as a rabbi lawyer, the first thing I am is a rabbi. I'm ethical and I'm honest. I answer to the one above. I'm also a lawyer who's going to zealously represent my clients and make sure their rights are vindicated. So it's been rewarding for me to break the negative stereotypes that some lawyers have, and to have a client at the conclusion of a case feel like someone vindicated their rights and achieved great results for them, which is something I strive to do in every single one of my cases.
Well, you've certainly done a very good job in marketing yourself, and we certainly appreciate your time today and what you offer, and certainly in the space in personal injury and defending those that are wronged in that way. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about your practice and where they can be in touch accordingly.
Absolutely. My website is www.rabbilawyer.com. That's RABBILAWYER.com. They can visit the About Me section on my website, and also on the top right, the Tort Talk blog section. They can also follow me on Twitter at Rabbi Lawyer, and on Facebook at Rabbi Lawyer too.
Once again, Mr. Rubenstein, it certainly has been our privilege to have had you today here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thanks, Eric. It's been great.
And we We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Rubenstein, the owner of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury practice serving clients throughout Los Angeles and Orange Counties, California. And once again, the website of reference is rabbilawyer.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.